Tendale Audio presents Soon, a novel by Jerry Jenkins. Narrated by Steve Seaver. At the conclusion of World War III in the fall of 2009, it was determined by the new international government in Bern, Switzerland, that beginning January 1 of the following year, the designation AD, Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord or after the birth of Christ, would be replaced by P3, post-World War III. Thus, January 1, AD 2010, would become January 1, P3. Prologue. 11.05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday, December 22, 36, P3. Brightwood Park, Washington, D.C., capital of the Columbia region, United Seven States of America. A common citizen would not have recognized the danger, but the lone occupant of the Chevy Electrolumina was retired Delta Force Command Sergeant Major Andrew Pass. He touched the tip of his right thumb to the tip of his pinky, activating cells implanted in his molars. He could have dialed with his other fingertips, but he opted for voice recognition and quickly recited the numbers that would connect him on a secure, private circuit to his brother in the underground compound.
"This is Jack, Andy,"
came the answer that resonated off his cheekbones and directly to his eardrum.
"GPS shows you heading north on 16th toward Silver Spring."
"Roger that. My ETA was 11:15.
"Was?"
"Yeah, I..."
"Say no more. I see him. What kind of rig, Andy?"
"Looks like an extended suburban hydro. They're on to me."
"You sure?"
"And I'm unarmed, Jack."
"Can you lose him?"
"Snow's deep and packed, but I have to try."
"What do you need?"
"Just wanted you to get hold of Angela in case I can't."
"No fatalism now, Andy. Come on."
"If I don't see you in 10 minutes, spread the word." Andy pressed his pinky and thumb tips together again and peeked in the rearview mirror. Smooth. The hydrogen-powered Suburban was hanging back almost 3 blocks. By now they had to know that he knew. Clearly they weren't going to blow this by being overeager. He thought about calling his daughter himself, but he had to concentrate. Jack would know how to break it to her. Andy took a right and then a left, dousing his lights. That wouldn't shake the Suburban, and with its colossal power pack, it could run him down in seconds, even in this weather. For the moment, he was out of his pursuer's line of vision. Andy reached deep into his pocket and pulled out the flat, smooth, white stone that told those he wanted to know that he was one of them. He lowered his window a few inches and tossed it into the frigid night. He was going to have to ditch the Chevy, too. He wheeled into an alley, eyes peeled for a spot to hide the small car. Nothing. He leaped out and sprinted 3 blocks through icy flurries, darting in and out of shadows, keeping to alleyways. He was grateful his daily jog and workout afforded him such conditioning at 56, but he chastised himself for leaving the compound without a weapon. It had been months since Andy had had even a close call, but that was no excuse for laxity. If only he could distance himself enough from the Suburban, he could get Jack to have someone pick him up in a fresh, unsuspected car. Another black Suburban whooshed past ahead of him and slid to a stop. Andy heard doors slamming and boots crunching. He whirled to head back out the way he came, but the original tailing hydro roared up, blocking his escape. Andy slipped, but stayed upright as he quickly moved left to use a window ledge, hoping to hoist himself atop a one-story building. Too late. His pursuers had filled the alley, and he faced the barrels of high-powered weapons. A raw-boned, thin-lipped woman with a shock of silver hair stepped forward.
"Andrew Pass?"
He would not respond. Another uniform, a young man, patted him down. The vapor rushing from his mouth told Andy the kid was excited.
"Unarmed."
He cuffed Andy's hands behind his back, the steel cold on his wrists.
"I'll wand him."
"Oh, no."
He ran a detector over Andy's limbs, stopping when a high tone signaled the ID biochip beneath the skin of his right forearm. The young man studied an LED readout.
"It's Pass, all right."
Silver hair waved the rest of the uniforms into position. They guided Andy to a windowless truck and boosted him into the back. When the door was shut, Andy lowered himself to the floor. With his hands behind him, he couldn't keep from pitching and rolling, banging into the door as the truck took off. Would his family...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?